Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9 here at that conference, Open Spaces. We're pretty excited to be here, and we have a new fellow colleague, man.
Ah, nice to work with you, bud.
We almost did a socket there. We went like high five, and then you were going, it's called a socket.
This is
so awkward.
We're geeks on purpose.
Oh my goodness. So you joined Microsoft.
I did. I am a blue badge for like 8 weeks now.
That's awesome. And what are you going to be doing at Microsoft?
So I am a program manager on the cross-platform and open tooling team.
Oh my goodness.
So that's the same team that brought to you Visual Studio Code.
Okay. Okay.
And so I will be working on Glimpse under that team's direction.
That's really cool. So we're going to have official Glimpse stuff from Microsoft now.
I don't know. The word official is interesting. People ask me these kinds of questions all the time. Glimpse will stay an open source project. It will continue to run on GitHub. Anthony and I will continue to do what we've always done.
Because Anthony joined Microsoft as well, yeah?
That's correct. He is the dev on the team. Okay. So I get to push email around. He gets to push code around, right?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
But, you know, it's an open source project, and Microsoft obviously is paying our salaries. And so they are sponsoring the project, and they're letting us work on it during the day. So effectively, they're making a contribution to the project. Now, what makes at an official Microsoft thing? I don't really know, right? Like, the line of that is kind of blurry.
Yeah, because there's a lot of official Microsofty things that are open source now.
Yeah, and what makes it official? Nothing, really, except for the fact that there are Microsoft people working on it, or Microsoft will offer support for it.
Interesting.
And so if we get to a point where Microsoft is shipping Glimpse, it's not just a NuGet package, maybe like it comes out of the box of Visual Studio or something like that, then I think that they would get behind it and they would put support. And to me, calling somebody up at Microsoft and getting support is what makes something official.
Got it.
I don't know if that's the true definition. I've only been around for 8 weeks.
It just feels that
way. Yeah, exactly.
I'm newish to it. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Glimpse, because maybe someone hasn't heard of it. I remember the last mix, 2011, there was an open source fest.
Yes.
I actually was part of it. Mine didn't win, but yours won.
No, we came in second place, but the winner offered to give us his trophy after he saw Glimpse.
Really?
Yeah, that was really nice.
So you're like the pseudo winner.
We're the runner up, you know? We don't want to tear down the other beauty queen.
That's right. So what is the point of Glimpse?
So you're a web developer. We have a lot of web developers listening. But in the browser, so I have Chrome pulled up right now. I'm going to actually press F12, and that pops open these dev tools, right? This is showing me everything that's happening in the browser from a client-side perspective. Mm-hmm. So I'm seeing all the HTTP requests that are made. Right. I can see JavaScript and CSS. Right? I can inspect the DOM. So Glimpse is basically this.
Uh-huh.
It's F12 tools, but for the server.
Which is very important, too.
Completely, yeah. So we go over things like, if you're using MVC, we'll cover things like your routes or your database calls or how your views are being rendered and how long all that stuff is taking so you can get a quick view of the performance. Mm-hmm. And so we do that by injecting. What I'm showing you here is a browser extension, right? This is something that's installed into Chrome. Let me switch over to a sample app that I have Glimpse running into. This is Glimpse, this little gray stripe you see down here at the bottom.
Oh, wow, it's gotten much more like...
Oh, it's pretty now.
Yeah, because I remember using Glimpse like maybe years ago.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful, man.
So thank you. So this is what we call heads-up view. And we take a very kind of Metro, or the UI style formerly known as Metro.
Yeah, formerly, yeah.
Yeah. We kind of take that approach. So as you browse around, we just kind of show you a high level. This is like a really curated experience. This is the information that we think you probably need to know. So how long it took for the request to respond. You can see that I went to store.browse. That was the method that was called. There was 3 database queries that took 204 milliseconds to execute. And I can hover over this and drill in
that
and see a little bit more
really
information.
Cool, man.
Yeah, so
well
we start with HUD at the 10,000 foot view. Mm-hmm. Maybe when I mouse over here, we're looking at the 5,000 foot view. And if we really want to dig into the details, then you can click on the G and pop open something that
looks
like what you might have seen before.
Oh my gosh.
So look, this timeline view looks very similar. So I'm gonna press F12 here. This is a little inception-y, right? So let me look at the network panel and I'll refresh the page. So here we go. Here's Chrome's network panel, showing everything that was happening on the network stack on the client. And here's ours, showing everything that was being executed on the server. So this one line right here, this big fat green line of Chrome, if you zoomed into that line, that's what we're showing you here. And we break down everything that was happening inside of that.
I see. So on the server, because, I mean, this is nice, but if something's happening like the SQL is just being rendered, it's just wrong. Like, for some reason, you were using SQL string concatenation, mm-hmm. which don't.
No. Security problems.
Don't. But now you'll be able to see that stuff as it goes through the pipeline.
Yeah, exactly.
How much of the pipeline are you actually capturing?
Everything.
So now, I mean, because we're going to this like Katana-based sort of plugin model, is it capturing the whole chain of events as well in the plugins?
Okay, so what I'm showing you right now is version 1.x of Glimpse. This is what's shipping right now in production.
Okay.
Since we've been brought onto Microsoft, we're working on Glimpse version 2, which is when we will support ASP.NET 5.
VNext, yeah.
Right. And so, yes, the work that we're doing right now is to make sure that we work well with middleware. We're trying really hard to do that. And to work with all those new concepts, and not only run on Windows like we do right now, but run everywhere Core CLR runs. So Windows and Linux and Mac. Oh. And we already run in all the different browsers. So all the browsers, all the web servers, Glimpse, hopefully, will be everywhere. Well, it will be as soon as we're done with the work.
That's really cool. So in essence, Microsoft said, hey, we love what you're doing. Let's make it more expansive.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the question obviously is, how do you set this up in your application?
So it's actually very, very easy, especially in the 1.x timeframe. We're still working on the story to figure out 2.0, but I went to the wrong website here. I don't want to go to Glimpse. I want to go to NuGet. Mm-hmm. So it's very simple. You come over here to NuGet and you install Glimpse dot, and then whatever your project type is. So if you're running web forms, Glimpse.webforms. If you're running MVC, Glimpse.mvc, okay. And you... That is not even the right package that's showing up. Huh. Oh, you know why? What version of MVC are you using?
Oh, yeah.
5.
There you go.
And so you would install glimpse.mvc 5. So basically, you want to install the package that most closely resembles what your project is. And if you're using Entity Framework as well, then you'll install glimpse.ef 5 or whatever version, right? And there's lots and lots of different plugins. So, I mean, you can see here, there's someone for simple authentication, for Sitecore, for Petapoco, which is a micro ORM, for Nlog, for Elma, for...
So before I ask the next question, is this, once you put the NuGet package in there, it just sort of puts itself in there and it's just going to show up, or is there something you have to do?
So you put the package in there, and you press F5, you won't see anything, because we try to be secure by default. And so what you'll have to do is your app will open, right? You'll be looking at localhost, I'm looking at a different URL here. Mm-hmm. But you're going to type in glimpse.axd, and you'll see this page. And so if Glimpse isn't running, if you're not seeing that HUD, come to this page and click on the giant Turn Glimpse On button. And when you turn Glimpse on, you'll come back to whatever URL you have and refresh.
Oh my goodness, I was expecting like some web config, put something in there, or
NuGet
write some code.
NuGet handles everything. There is web config, but NuGet handles all of it.
That's amazing.
And as you get rid of it, you just uninstall and everything goes away.
I see. And so now, which is the other question that I said I was going to defer, there's all these other sort of Glimpse options. These are for other types of web to ASP.NET type projects where it works as well. Because I don't know what Sitecore is. Is this like another CMS?
It's a CMS, yeah. Okay. Or it's not necessarily for another type of project, but maybe you're using JSON.NET or you're using Jimmy Bogert's AutoMapper, and you want some...
He's right over there.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned him. Otherwise,
otherwise we don't talk about him. No one wants to talk about
him. He's like the weird cousin, right? this is going in front of millions of people,
yeah,
Jimmy.
Well, but too, like my mom and sometimes my dad watches.
Yeah, so. We'll email it to his wife,
that's
too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, but you might be using AutoMapper, because AutoMapper is really powerful and cool. But maybe you need some diagnostics to understand what's happening with it. So you'll install the AutoMapper extension for Glimpse, and you get another tab here, and it lights up, and it shows you
Did you have to call Jimmy to ask how it worked, or did you just like try to
create it. And he didn't create it. Somebody else in the community who loves Nick and Jimmy decided
That's
to create
like
something
That's like one weird
us.
Person.
That is a weird person.
Sorry, he's like over there. We're razzing him. So that's pretty amazing. So if you have like some component that you're building, you could build your own Glimpse. Is it a provider? Is that what you call it?
We call it a plugin. But yeah, it's very simple. It's one interface called iTab, and it has a name and it's a property. And so, like for example, this SQL tab is its name of it is SQL. And then you return an object, and we serialize that object. Now, this one's a little bit more advanced, so I'll show you a more simple one. So here you go. I mean, this is a collection of objects that has a property called ordinal, a property called controller, a property called action, et cetera, et cetera. And you just return that collection. We will serialize it into JSON, and we will render it. You don't have to worry about the HTML, the CSS,
See,
nothing.
I was like, oh, well, then you got to write all the CSS, and mine's going to look stupid because obviously I don't have this design skill.
It will look just like this.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we want making extensions to be really, really simple. And so people make extensions for obviously technical constraints, like what we ship out of the box. But we have customers who run an e-commerce website, and so they've installed Glimpse, and they get rid of all of the other plugins, and they just create an inventory plugin. And so as people are browsing around, and they go and they look at the list of car parts that they sell, they can see this part in Glimpse. They'll see how much inventory is left in stock, how much it would cost to go buy it again from their provider or whatnot. And so instead of going and building a whole separate admin screen, They just use Glimpse to inject that little piece of information.
That's crazy. And so now they're using Glimpse as a part of their UI, not just to debug, but as the admin.
It's still diagnostics. It's just business-oriented diagnostics instead of developer diagnostics.
That's actually really interesting.
Yeah, that was a use case that we never saw coming when we created this. And to us, that kind of makes the extensibility points feel right, that people are like, that point right there, I can use that and I can do something interesting with
it. So if someone has an ASP.NET application that's running the current bits, just go to NuGet, download it, and then go to the AXD file and hit turn on.
Yep.
Is there a way to have, obviously you're having it run on production websites, is there a way to have only admin access?
So by default, like I said, we'd like to be really locked down. Sure. So by default, if you try to access a website that Glimpse is running on, that's not localhost, Glimpse will not show up. Okay. It just doesn't work. We have a lockdown. You have to go into Glimpse and turn off what we call the localhost policy, so it opens up remote. And when you do that, we have a giant comment right there that's saying, if you're doing this, you need another security policy.
Yeah.
And we give you a stub policy that's already commented out that says something like, if user is in role administrator, glimpse.on.
Got it.
Otherwise, on. So you just go uncomment that, and you maybe need to massage that code.
Is that
a
controller or a config file, or what?
It's a config file. It's just a class that sits there that we pick up and we use. And in reality, everything in Glimpse works that way. So all I'm doing when I clicked on that button that I showed you earlier, let me go back to glimpse.axd. Is if you look when I hover over the button down here, my status bar. If I move my mouse, you won't see it. The bottom left-hand corner, JavaScript function document.cookie equals. We're setting a cookie, and the offset's a cookie as well.
I see.
We have a security policy that says only show Glimpse if the request has a cookie. That's enabled by default. So that's how these on and off buttons work. All we're doing is setting and removing cookies. So you can make the policies around Glimpse and when it runs and who it runs for and who it shows up for anything that you want. So you can do it based on IP. You can do it based on if they're logged in.
You just got to set the cookie.
You set the cookie or whatever custom thing. Do a database lookup, whatever you want.
Awesome. Well, that's really cool. So what can we look forward to in the future of Glimpse? Where are we going with it?
So the future of Glimpse, supporting ASP.NET 5, is big. It's a lot of work for us.
Yeah, it's very different.
If you're writing an app, right, if you're just the guy writing an app, it maybe isn't that different. You have to do some work, potentially, but not that different. If you're a guy like Glimpse and you're coming in at the underpinnings of the framework, everything has changed. So we're working right now to get Glimpse running on ASP.NET 5, and when we get there, we want to be cross-platform. So that's the big thing that we're focusing on.
Well, you have to literally take out system.web. It's gone. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, it's like, oh man, I use that on a lot of places, actually.
It's everywhere. Yeah. It's everywhere. Yeah. And then the other thing that we're doing is we're really focusing in on this UX experience. So we released this HUD view and Glimpse like 1.5, right? People really like this.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful.
Thank you. And the reason why we think people really like this, not only is it pretty, but we're providing a curated experience, right? We can dive into all the guts and details, right? You can see all of this data.
Sure.
But a lot of people say, this is information overload. I don't know what this means or what this is important to me. And so what we're trying to do is you'll still have access to all this for the power users who want all of that stuff, but we're trying to boil it down to just give you, here's the thing that you really need to know, here's the thing you really need to watch. And so moving forward, we're gonna keep the HUD bar, it might get even more simple, and when you click on the G, we're actually gonna pop open in another window that has a much more curated view.
Sure.
So think of, I mean, the kind of view that you're seeing when you look at this, a nicer version of that.
Got it.
Before you get into, here's just a dump of all of the data.
Well, this is cool. Are you expecting a sim ship when ASP.NET comes out? I think they announced in January sometime.
We are hoping to have something out in November.
Perfect.
So whether or not we sim ship, that's all still to be determined.
Got it. Well, cool, man. It's so nice to catch up.
Yeah, man.
Buddy.
It was good seeing you.
We got it right.
We did that.
Awesome. Thanks for spending. Oh, now it got weird.
I got cocky.
But we definitely look out for more of Glimpse. You're going to be putting more stuff out, obviously, on blogs and such. This is a really cool project. You should use it. It almost won at Mix 11. I didn't win.
What was your project?
Machine learning for .NET.
Oh, the same machine learning project
you have now. Yeah, Phil was like, dude, that's a dumb name for a project. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. But thanks for spending some time with us. We're here at that conference, Open Spaces, doing some live interviews. Well, they're not live now, but they're live now.
Right.
Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.